Let us worship God. We sing in Psalm number 34, and we're going to sing the opening verses 1 to 7. Psalm 34, God will I bless all times, his praise my mouth shall still express. My soul shall boast in God, the meek shall hear with joyfulness. We sing verses 1 to 7. These opening verses, Psalm 34. Now we're going to read some verses in Acts chapter 9, the ninth chapter in Acts. This is the account of the conversion, or we should say the first account of the conversion in Acts of the Apostle Paul. This account occurs in three places, in Acts chapter 9, chapter 22, and again there are details in chapter 26. But we shall read verses 1 to 9 in Acts chapter 9. And Saul, still breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, that's the Christian way, the Christian faith was described as the way, any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him unto Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are dependent upon the Scriptures for the reality and the nature of Christian conversion. Just as we are dependent upon the Scriptures for everything concerning the Gospel. Indeed, we are dependent upon the Scriptures for everything that is really dealing with the big issues of life and death, the issue of creation, the issue of God's providence and sovereignty over all things, the issue of the meaning of our life, the meaning of our nature, why it is that we are described in the scripture as sinners, and why it is that death is the wages of sin, and why it is and how it is that Christ is the Saviour of sinners. And so this morning, as we stand again exposed to the teaching of this word, help us, we pray, to appreciate and to live applying the meaning of the word to ourselves day and night, every day of our lives. We acknowledge, O God, that we are ignorant by nature, and that by nature in our fallen condition we have no particular desire to know what the scripture says. We have no desire to be changed, to be born all over again, to change our way of life. We confess that the natural man, ourselves by nature, we are not contented with life. We know that life can be hard and disappointing, and we all have troubles to bear and stresses. But we would rather have those things than have the new life that is in Christ Jesus. And so we acknowledge, O God, that not only are we dependent upon the scripture to tell us the great realities of God's dealing with the world and God's dealing with ourselves, but also we are dependent upon the Holy Spirit bringing to our own experience and into our lives the reality of which the scripture so frequently and constantly speaks. And so this morning, as we once again are under the teaching of this word, help us, we pray, to understand that in our gathering together under the word, that we are not here simply as a gathering, but we are here under the word as a meeting place where we come to meet with God. And every time that we expose ourselves to the scriptures, we are meeting with God's word, God's voice, speaking to us and telling us things that we need to know if we are going to be saved, and knowing the consequences of not being saved. And so this morning, as we gather on this Holy Lord's Day again, we pray that we would be conscious that this is a meeting with God, not just, as it were, a meeting together in this recorded service, but a meeting with God around the word, and that God is meeting with us, and that Christ has promised to be where even two or three of his people are gathered, to be there in the midst. And so we give thanks, Heavenly Father, for these constant reminders that are so encouraging, so instructive, so challenging, so rebuking to our lethargies, so enabling us to be reminded and to be refreshed in the things of the Lord. We give thanks, O God, that the gospel is still freely preached, that it is still allowed to be preached in our society, even in these days of increasing declension, closures, in these days of legislation increasingly anti-Christian, whereby lawmakers are making laws which condone and indeed encourage things that God's word condemns, and laws which condemn things that God's word commands. And we pray that we would remember always the principles and the priorities of the scripture, that we must obey God rather than men. Give us the courage to do so, we pray. Give us the desire to do so. Give us the love to do so. Give us the compassion for lost men and women to do so, to speak the word of the gospel, because we know that the salvation of any man or woman or boy or girl depends upon hearing the word. How can they call upon him of whom they have not heard? How can they be saved without hearing, without knowing the gospel, without believing it? How can they hear without a preacher? How can they hear without the scriptures? And so as we are privileged again, O God, to have the open scriptures before us, may we indeed express gratitude. May we desire and pray for our loved ones now, our families, our friends particularly. We always pray for them, but we pray for our enemies. We pray for the strangers, those who are neither particularly overt or, as it were, practical opposers of the gospel, or those who are not supporters of the gospel, multitudes who seemingly are indifferent one way or the other, maybe sympathetic up to a point, but antagonistic at many other points. And so we pray for them, our fellow human creatures. We are no better than they are. They are no worse than we are. And we acknowledge that we are among the sinners of the earth also, even although we believe in Christ and are saved. We are still sinners saved by grace. We remember our rulers over us and we pray for them. And we pray the blessing of God in their own lives, that they would be converted, and being converted to Christ would change their policies and their practices and their rules and their legislations. Oh God, so many things to pray. We commit ourselves into the hand of Him in whose hand are all things. This is our prayer again, O God, as we confess our sin, seeking mercy, as we confess our weakness, seeking grace and strength for all that is laid to our hand. And this we pray for God's glory, always in for God's glory, and always, always and only, in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, O God, through Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read again in 2 Timothy, in Paul's second letter to Timothy. We're going to read in chapter 3, in 2 Timothy chapter 3. But there is one verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1 that I would like to draw our attention to this morning, and later on we'll see why. 2 Timothy chapter 1 at verse 13, Paul is writing to Timothy, instructing him in the performance of his ministry, and at verse 13 we read, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." And then we're going to read through 2 Timothy chapter 3. "This know also, that in the last days perilous time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, endurance, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration, or expiration, that is, breathing out. All scripture is given by God breathing out, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so on. Amen. Now, the notices are the following. The afternoon service at 4:30 in the Henry Carmichael Theatre at 280 Pitt Street. The midweek meeting, Wednesday, at 7 p.m. again in the Mechanics School of Arts, 280 Pitt Street. The Lord's Day, Sunday the 13th, that is the long weekend, and we have not been able to hire 280 Pitt Street for that weekend. So both services, AM and PM, both services will be recorded services. Again, we remind you of the offering. If you wish to contribute to the work of the ministry, the gospel in our midst, I'm sure that you have made your arrangements to contribute to that work. And always we do welcome visitors to our services online and in the public gatherings on the Lord's Day in the afternoons. Well, these are the notices that I have, and we're going to continue then in Psalm number 34. And we're singing the next verses, Psalm number 34, verses 8 to 15. We sing to God's praise and glory, verses 8 to 15.